It's Monday, December 5th, and this is Geek Nights. Tonight, we talk about money and how not to suck with it.
Let's do this.
Yeah, so we had a weekend of Super Geek up in Albany.
Super Geek. Played all them board games.
Yeah, again. We didn't play Moiterer.
Yeah, and turns out Moiterer looks like it could have been the most fun.
We played a bad board game, and we feel sorry for our friend who bought it.
Yeah, it always kind of hurts when you buy something and then you're not going to use it, or someone buys you something and you don't want it. It's kind of an eh.
Yeah. Though I got a couple of board games I've bought that we haven't played in years, so I really can't hate on them too much.
Yeah, I'm all smart piling my Spiel Disc jars. I think I've only got one board game now that no one wants to play.
Hellas?
Hellas.
We'll be talking about Hellas tomorrow because, one, I broke that game, and two, the game's broken independently of me.
Yeah, it's just busted up.
Yeah.
Now, I can see why now on Board Game Geek there's lots of trading and selling and buying of games, you know, but I think I'll stick to, you know, because I'm into more than just... I can see if you're into just games that you would buy and trade and sell all different types of games, but when you're someone like me who does a bunch of other stuff and board games, you just get the best of the best and screw the rest.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So I didn't go to work today.
Oh, yeah, I noticed because I woke up and I was about to go through my normal morning routine and then I heard a grumbly noise and lo and behold, you're home.
Yeah, it's like, you know, some people live maybe, you know, a half hour from work. So if they wake up, you know, a little bit late, they can still go to work late.
I show up to work anytime between 7 and like 11.
Yeah, I wake up at 5:30 in the morning. And if I wake up at 7 or later, I might as well not go to work because the train ride, I'd get to work, I'd be there for about 3 hours and take another train ride home, and it's not worth it at all. It's easier to just work from home.
I guess it's good, though. It forces you to wake up. I mean, I know I can lay in bed another hour, and I often do, and then I have to stay at work another hour.
Yeah, I only messed up a couple times, and sometimes I've gotten that 7:26 train, you know, and...
I think you're just a little ill, and you seem kind of tired. We were trying to watch a ninja movie up in Albany, but you kept falling asleep.
Well, because I would have made it if I would have sat up, but I laid down, and that was it.
This ninja movie was fantastic. We'll have to talk about it.
All right,
Not today.
I only saw barely any of it, so I can't really talk too much.
I think we'll have to do a whole podcast on bad ninja movies,
mm-hmm.
Because we have several.
But anyway, during my day at home today, I made... an awesome little demo combining some technologies.
Okay. I take it you use Canvas?
I used the little Firefox Canvas, and I combined it. Well, it's not the Firefox Canvas. It's the HTML Canvas element. And I combined it with the Ajax, XHTML, HTTP request, whatever the hell it's called thing. So I can lively update a drawing surface on a web page from a web application without reloading or anything.
Did you draw a penis?
No, but I should. The point is that what I can basically do using this technology is if I spend more than a couple hours on it, is I can make an MMO in 3D in a web browser that requires no downloading, no installing, and no plugins.
You know, not bad, because we've always been bouncing around that idea of an awesome MMO.
Yeah, basically I'm just going to not go that far and make like a board game or something.
Yeah, for now, but if we ever get any more coders to live near us.
Yeah, because see, before you were just restricted to drawing on the web page, whatever you could draw with pings and GIFs and CSS and HTML. Now I can draw anything. So it's like, oh yeah.
My day was great. I had to set up a secondary DNS server somewhere, and I discovered that the routing path between my network and the network where the real DNS server is blocking DNS traffic specifically, and only DNS traffic, thus preventing me from doing my job.
Wait, but if you block DNS traffic, right, and the DNS traffic on the blocked side, if the DNS server on the blocked side goes down, won't they lose DNS?
They don't get DNS where I am anyway. Because it's blocked.
Oh, so there is no DNS server in there.
No, it's my own private network that I'm using to build some cool thing I can't really talk about. But I have to deal with people who don't particularly care if I complete my job. It's awesome.
Totally awesome.
I just found it great that they blocked only that. The one thing I needed. Everything else is fine.
Maybe they knew that was the thing you needed and they wanted to get rid of you.
Ah.
Yeah.
So it's strike two for Bell South.
You mean strike three?
They had a first strike?
Yeah, they suck.
I mean, first they do their crazy, you know, ruin the internet ideas. And now they did something really kind of, I guess asshole is the only word that can be used to describe this.
Mm-hmm.
So they promised New Orleans they were going to, just as a donation, rebuild a police station or some building for them.
Okay.
It was a donation. They're going to pick up the tab.
Mm-hmm.
Independent of that, New Orleans is offering all the flood victims free Wi-Fi. They're trying to build a Wi-Fi network to get people back in touch since the phone lines are all still down. Bell South found out about this, decided they didn't like the unfair competition, wrote an angry letter to New Orleans, and rescinded their donation.
Well, what were they donating?
I just said they were going to repair a building.
Now, see, I could understand if you were donating some Wi-Fi and they said, screw you, we have our own, that you would rescind your donation. But if you're donating a building to be nice, and then it's like, you know, the image to the public is that we're donating because we're good people. But really, the truth, apparently, is we're donating because we're basically buying business. We're giving you something that we don't need in exchange for business. And if we don't get the business, we're not going to donate to you.
Even better, they rescinded the donation about a couple hours after the city announced its Wi-Fi plans. They called them and angrily told them, why, like, just, grr, you bastards, we're not going to give you our donation now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, I guess Bell South is on the list of things we're boycotting.
Yeah, Bell South is a bunch of asshats.
Yep, Bell South is right up there. Let's see, we're boycotting American Greetings still.
The RIA.
RIA, Walmart, Target.
Bell South. Target's not so bad.
Yeah, except for that whole pharmacy thing.
Yeah, it's not, but it could be a worse pharmacy thing than their policy. Their policy is like the borderline.
Yeah. Problem is, if we boycott all those stores, we can't buy things like floor mats or
yeah,
plungers.
And all the stores pretty much have the same deal.
Yeah.
And Walmart is definitely above and beyond in the worst department.
Though apparently, according to my mom who lives in Arizona, someone's running these like super anti-Walmart ads on television.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Now people will freaking know. But they're still going to go there because they're freaking dumbasses and they don't care.
Or because it's a town where there's no more stores.
Or because they're so poor they can't afford to go anywhere else.
Yeah, yeah.
So Adobe, you know, bought Macromedia a long time ago.
Yeah.
Today they finished buying them. So now if you go to macromedia.com, you see the red A up in the top left, and it's kind of scary.
Great. So what's Flash called now?
It's still called Macromedia Flash, but we can look forward to in the future is a single plug-in type thing that encompasses the HTML and the PDFs and the Flash and everything into one.
One plug-in to rule them all and in the darkness bind them.
And you can look forward to, like, you know, getting Photoshop and Flash in, like, a bundle and stuff like that.
I think we can look forward to paying more money, too.
You're definitely going to be looking forward to paying more money because this company basically, you know, there's basically three categories of software that I see in, well, four. There's four categories of software in terms of price. There's open source free stuff. There's the little cheapy bits, like, you know, you buy $5 at, you know, Staples, right? $50 at Staples. Then there's the big packages like Adobe and Macromedia and stuff. And then there's the enterprise stuff, which doesn't have a price. It's like Oracle, you pay $1 zillion, doesn't matter. Adobe pretty much now has a monopoly on that third level of software.
Yep, and they seem to buy up things that are in the category down and then put them in that high category and run the old company out of business.
Yep, that's always a good... See, because one way to put these guys out of business is, you know, Photoshop. You have the GIMP. The GIMP is free, but Photoshop is like $500.
Yeah.
The GIMP can almost do everything Photoshop does.
There's no free Flash.
Yeah. A lot of people, what they do is they make a program that does almost everything or everything that Photoshop does, and it's as good as the third level software, but it only costs them a little bit, and they sell it on the second level. So Adobe, of course, goes around and buys them up. And
yep. I don't know if any of you remember a program called Cool Edit.
Yeah, there were a bunch of other ones, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was an awesome, awesome program. It was cheap, and it did a good job of manipulating audio. They bought it, and they're selling the same product for almost an order of magnitude more money.
Mm-hmm.
Though someone in the forum pointed out today, or yesterday, or whenever it was posted, that my diet, or what I eat, is scientifically backed to be the healthy way to live.
So there was a New York Times article that, you know, supported this a long time ago. I mean, like, I just knew it, like, intuitively. In fact, it's called intuitive dieting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And then the New York Times came out with an article. I love it, because, like, there are things that I kind of know, you know, and I know, because I know the stuff that contradicts it is wrong, but I never have evidence that I'm right, except for the fact that everything else anyone has said I know is wrong. And then I'll find an article on Google News that says Scott was right, and I'll be like, yeah, there, see, I was right again. And it happened in the New York Times, but now it happened again, double plus.
Yep. Basically, all the studies say is that the best way to be healthy and to not be obese and or to lose weight is to eat everything you crave whenever you crave it. And if you're not hungry, don't eat.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident that anyone who's not fat because of genetic reasons or glandular problems is simply they eat when they're not hungry.
Or actually, a lot of people really, really underestimate the number of calories they eat.
But some of them don't even think about, they don't even have a good number in their head. They don't understand how many calories equals how much fatness is, how many you're supposed to eat is, how many is in the food. It's just a sea of numbers. They don't understand it. They don't even think about it.
Well, I did see a study a while ago of people who were obese and who were dieting and counting calories. And they were supposed to, they catalog what they eat, and then they calculate the calories, and they keep it to, 1,500, 2,000 calories a day, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they were still gaining weight. So then the scientists had observers follow them around and independently and properly count how many calories they were eating. And they were underestimating by an order of magnitude. They were eating thousands upon thousands more calories than they thought they were just because they didn't calculate properly. They just had no idea.
Well, I mean, if you're dumb enough to eat when you're not hungry, you're dumb enough to not be able to do math. Yeah. I don't know. I was always, because I knew that, my whole life I've been eating all kinds of crap foods. I never ate healthy foods. I ate, steaks and chocolates and whatever the hell. I never thought about health food, and health food always tasted bad, and I said, screw that crap.
See, I just eat whatever I crave. I mean, when I was a kid, I craved Dr. Pepper, and I drank, 8 or 9 cans a day.
Yeah. I always figured I'd rather live short and, eat whatever I wanted than to live long and eat health food I didn't want. So then, I never turned fat. So I was like, and then I saw fat people, and I was like, huh, other than eating McDonald's or something that's crazy, makes you fat, what the hell's going on here?
Well, you know what's scary? When I was in elementary school, I remember there was one fat kid in the whole school, one, and everyone made fun of him, and it was kind of sad. I felt bad for him, but there was the token fat kid.
Huh.
Now I walk past an elementary school, and they're all fat.
Yeah.
Like every other kid.
I don't know. I see when I was in elementary school, there was one kid who was large, but he was genetically large. We could sit on his lap. He was so large. And there was another kid who was fat, but he wasn't fat blob, ew, fat. He was he was a big guy. Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Jolly kind of fat. There weren't any really slobbly fat guys in my school. But, in high school, there were a few of them that walked around the building. I guess I'm not from a big, fat area. But I see these people in the street. I see them all over the place.
I got to get by them in the tiny hallways in the factory at work.
They're no fat. Is there any fat people at my work? I don't think we really hire fat people.
You hired the chain chomp.
Oh, that's an old lady. I think she's been there for a long time. Yeah, she has scary teeth. That's what we call it, the chain chomp. So, tomorrow, Google is expected to release Google Calendar.
Ooh.
Okay, cool, Google, new thing, whatever. I don't understand the whole calendar thing.
Some people use calendars. I don't.
Can you not remember what you're doing? Are you doing, if you're a guy who does so many things that you need a calendar to keep track of every hour of your day, because you have a meeting and then a presentation and then a trip and then an office and then who knows, if you need to do that, you're big enough and important enough to have someone who does it for you.
Yeah, though I can see it from a business sense. I mean, I use my calendar at work extensively because people will just... I have meetings scheduled all the time, all over the place, in weird places with weird people, and I don't even care enough to remember where to go. So it's just... every day I look in my calendar and says, oh, I have to meet this guy at this time, this guy at this time.
Yeah.
But every company that does that gives you some sort of calendaring thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like Yahoo Calendar. A lot of people use it. I don't.
Yep. I mean, I could see a calendar. The only use I would have for a calendar is, some sort of event notification. A page I could go to look at that would say, here are the things that are, I could click on a day or a time, and it would tell me if there's anything cool happening. So, like, I could turn on my BlackBerry and be like, is there anything cool I can go to right now? Here's where I'm at. And it would say, yeah, there's a cool happening you might like over here. But I don't need a whole calendar application for that.
Yeah, and we don't need a calendar.
I just need something where I put in the position and the date and time, and it gives me a list of events.
Like, we don't need something to tell us Otakon's coming up, because we're thinking about Otakon now.
Yeah, and I don't need something to tell me how to do my everyday stuff, because every day is pretty much almost the same, you know, and I do whatever I want. You know, I just go to work, do work, come home, do what I want, go back to work.
Yeah, though that ticks me off. I miss the college days where I did crazy different stuff. Every day I did a different crazy thing.
Yeah, but even then, I learned my schedule. I memorized it in, like, inside of the week. And then 9 weeks, I had it memorized. I didn't need to keep
it on like, me. Every day was different, and it was real easy to just skip classes.
Oh, yeah.
I can't skip work.
But, I don't know. Why can't people remember what they're supposed to do?
I don't know. Maybe the life hackers should help them out.
I don't know. A lot of those life hackers, half the stuff they do is randy.
Yeah, it's just kind of silly.
Mm. Oh, I'm sure a lot of people use the Google Calendar. It let people, at least let people share what they're doing, so you could look and see what your friend's doing. But
yeah, but I don't like that for the same reason I don't like LiveJournal. But I'm not hating on it, because a lot of people we know use LiveJournal. But basically what I've seen is that a lot of people I know who have a LiveJournal, if you fall out of contact with them and you don't talk to them every day like you used to, instead of talking to them to find out what they're doing, they post everything in their live journal, and you can be friends with someone for years after you stop talking to them, and you'll still know exactly what they're up to, and they'll know what you're up to, but you never talk anymore, and when you talk to each other, you have nothing to say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
I'm not a fan of live journal.
In fact, I make a point of not reading people's live journals.
I won't read. It's not live journal, the system, that's a problem, but I won't read a live journal. If there's a thing that happens to be on the live journal system, I don't care. But I won't read a live journal the way other people do.
Though, actually, it leads to a lot of interesting conversations. I call a friend I haven't talked to in a long time, like, hey, what's up? And they say, oh, read my live journal. And I say, I don't. What have you been up to? And then they talk to me for an hour instead of just, you know, I don't know, hanging up, sending me a link to their live journal.
Yeah, I just don't call people unless I have something to say to them.
Hey there, Quagmire.
Hey.
What you doing?
Nothing. You called me.
Granted, I do that a lot. I actually talk on the phone quite a bit.
Woman.
Yeah, what can I say? I'm very European.
Woman.
I'm very continental.
European guys don't do that either, I hate to tell you.
Actually, according to a lot of studies, they have tests of, you know, masculinity and femininity. And the American idea of masculinity is far different from the European idea.
Oh, of course. But European guys still don't just call other European guys and say, hey, what you doing?
Actually, they do. Not a lot, but more often than Americans, who seem to avoid any contact with other males that doesn't involve drinking or sports.
That's some, but, you know, not all. And we're seeing that change. A lot of people are hanging out doing all kinds of other stuff.
Well, at least geeks are.
Well, at least the internet's bringing them together.
Yeah. But all the people who aren't on the internet boat.
Yep.
All right. So my thing of the day, I found this last week, and I've been keeping it until now. I found this video of a dancing puppet skeleton.
It's some good puppeting.
It's just a little puppet, and it's really, really emotive and realistic. And the funniest part is when he looks into the little donation hat and doesn't see any money in there and starts crying.
And then some lady gives him some money, and then he's a little dance. He goes, woo!
There's really not much more I can say about it. It's awesome. Follow the link.
Mm-hmm. All right, my thing of the day. So, remember you were looking for some slippers recently.
I was.
You were complaining that every store only had one type of slipper.
Yeah, every store had like 50 million kinds of slippers for women, and in the men's section they have one ugly moccasin-looking thing.
Yeah. You finally found some, though.
Yeah, I paid too much. Actually, no, I didn't find some.
No?
My girlfriend's father gave me some.
Oh.
That he happened to have lying around.
Awesome, but... Well, if you would have waited until today, you would have found out that that company that makes the Cthulhu plushie toys.
No way.
As a little Cthulhu plushie slipper.
H.P. Lovecraft is spinning in his grave.
Tentacles to keep your feet warm.
How much are they?
$30.
That's pretty badass.
Oh, it's out of stock.
Great. I guess our thing of the day didn't beat Fark slash dot whoever the hell found it before we did.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm sure you'll see them at your next gaming convention game store where they sell your Cthulhu plushie products.
Yeah, probably overpriced, as those things tend to be, but what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Considering that we have a Cthulhu plushie.
It looks like to be the same quality as the actual plushie toy.
Which is high quality.
Yeah, only I think the plushie toy was $40, so this being $30 and you get two of them, that's pretty good.
But we have a lot of high quality, weird plushies like that. You wouldn't expect us. We got the Cactuar.
Yep. Well, it's all about the high-quality plushie.
So, moving on to our main bit.
It's time for another edition of...
How Not to Suck.
How Not to Suck at...
Money!
Oh, the greens. The gold. The platinums.
The doubloons.
The rupees. Cha-ching!
Yeah, so Scott found an article that he'll talk about in a minute, and basically we discovered that despite the fact that, from my perception, I piss money away on stupid things on a regular basis.
Man, I buy freaking every video game I see.
I just head down to the city on a train like all the time and eat food out constantly.
I drive places when I know it'd be cheaper to take a train or vice versa and buy food just... Blah, yeah, I know that vending machine's a ripoff, but I don't care.
We had two expensive dinners in 2 days over the weekend.
And I'm still just fine.
Yep. But apparently a lot of people really, really suck at dealing with money.
Just about everybody. So I read this article. I think it was Business Week or some other one of those magazines. I don't really remember because I didn't go to work today where it was in the bathroom.
Yeah, you found it in the bathroom.
Found it in the bathroom. They replaced the nice Forza magazine with the Ferraris in it. I'm kind of upset. But anyway, hey, we're talking about how, you know, people are having a hard time these days with debt. You know, they go to school, they get these student loans, you know, then they have to pay $200, $300 a month. You know, their jobs don't pay so much.
Their jobs pay more than ours.
You know, and these people, it said that the average credit card debt for people between the ages of 24 and 34, or 25 and 35, or something around there, was $5,400.
Good God!
Now, they gave examples of people. And the first example was a lady who made 30-year-old lady who made $60,000 a year. She had to pay $300 a month for student loans. Her loan was the same size as mine, but mine is $200 a month. But I'll be paid off before I'm 30 if I just make the payments and don't do anything else.
Yeah.
Right? And it was like, oh, if you get a master's degree, you're screwed even more, but, you know, not so much. And somehow her making, let's see, 33% more money than me. And, oh, my money plus 50% is how much she makes. And then paying less, you know, about the same amount for student loans and things. She has $5,400 of credit card debt. Where'd that come from?
Yeah. Like, what do people spend their money on? I buy stupid crap. I buy anime and just garbage constantly, and I still have plenty of money, and I make far less money than these people.
Yeah. Well, number one rule of how not to suck with money, don't live above the means.
Yep.
Too many people, they decide on what their level of living is. You know, they say, I am a person who lives in a house with four bedrooms and a two-car garage and two SUVs, regardless of how much money they make. If you do it that way, unless you happen to be making more money than that, you know, then you're in a big pooper.
Yeah.
You got to look at how much money you make and then decide how well you're going to live, you know, based on the money. If you only make 30 G's... You got to live a 30G lifestyle or else you're going to be poor real, real soon.
Plus, just poor decisions in general. Like, say you want an Xbox 360. If you buy it now, you pretty much have to buy the full-on bundle and you're out a whole shit ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
If you wait till, like, February and you buy one, you'll probably be better off.
Yeah, and what are you going to gain by buying it now? If you buy it now, you'll gain a tiny bit of social currency for, like, maybe a week or two. You know, people coming to your house to go, ooh.
And a bunch of crap launch games.
Of course, it might backfire on you. People might go, ah, you're just a poser trying to get one real quick. You know, what are you really paying? If you buy it on eBay for $1,000, what is that really doing for you? I mean,
you know how many were sold on eBay?
You're paying $800, you know, maybe $600 more than, you know, what the thing normally costs or what you could buy it for, you know, in a couple months from now.
Thousands and thousands of them.
Are you getting $600 or $800 worth of stuff out of that? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for $800, I could live it up.
Oh, man, for $800? Wow. Wow, I could buy.
I'd buy every anime box set I've been waiting for a long time and every board game I've ever wanted.
And I'd have a lot of money left.
Yeah.
I'd gain interest on it in the bank. What else? What other mistakes do people make with money?
Don't buy a car if you don't need one.
Don't buy an SUV. Well, don't buy a car that uses more gas than you can afford or costs more than you can afford. And don't drive it if you don't have to. Like, you know, just because it might be convenient, don't drive up and down the road 10 times a day. Go all out at once. You know, because gas is a lot of money that adds up if you keep using the car. And, you know, no matter how much fun you might think the SUV is or how trendy you think you'll be, guess what? You're not going to stand out in a sea of SUVs. It's cheaper to buy a freaking, like, Ford Mustang sports car and more fuel efficient than to buy a Ford Explorer.
You can get a freaking Lotus Elise for not that much money.
Yeah, you can get a Lotus Elise. It's 40 Gs. A Ford Explorer, I think, is 40 Gs or maybe 30. But you know, it's only, like, $5,000 to $10,000 more. But you'll save that money in gas in a year if you use the car frequently. Because a Lotus has just a Toyota Celica engine, and it weighs nothing. It uses barely any gas, it goes really fast, and you can turn on a dime. You can't take anything with you besides you and maybe a passenger, or maybe you and a grocery.
And it has more space than the freaking MR2 Spider.
Yeah, and if you got a big family, you know, you can get a minivan, even though you'll be uncool. Yeah, okay. Sure, you'll be slightly uncool. Is being uncool, is being cooler worth $10,000? I don't know.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I could buy a $10,000 worth of cool that wouldn't include a big car.
Yeah, think about this. If you buy a minivan instead of an SUV, right, you can get all those fancy minivan features, like it has little TV players in there and stuff, right? You'll still save 10 G's. You can use the 10 G's to buy a projector in your house and a home theater, and then you'll be wicked cool.
Like our friend Alex, he drives a minivan around. And we're always glad when he comes because we can all pile into it and go do geekery.
Yeah. Don't be, you know, a stupid fashion type person buying, like, you know, $300 jeans or anything. You know, you pay for labels, you pay for cool, you're going to pay.
Of course, one big thing you can do is, you know, not have cable TV anymore.
Yeah.
That costs a lot of money.
Cable TV does cost a lot of money. I mean, the family, a lot of people have the family basic plan, which is still $40 a month, you know, but anyone who gets more channels than that, I see people paying $100, $200 a month. It doesn't matter satellite or cable either.
Yep.
And they only watch maybe like one or two channels, or they TiVo a bunch of stuff. You just get a Myth TV. You don't have to pay the TiVo bill.
Yeah, and Netflix is like less than $20 a month, and it's more movies than we'll ever have time to watch.
And the other thing is, if you're not spending all your time watching TV, maybe you can spend your time doing other things and, you know, maybe make some money or learn some skills that might get you a raise at your job or, you know.
Granted, I don't think many of our listeners watch much TV anyway.
That's good, you know.
At least I would assume. Yeah. Though when we were kids, we watched a lot of TV.
That's kind of why, you know,
Simpsons.
I stopped watching TV when I got to college.
Yeah.
And that's kind of why podcasts are so great, is so I can still get some sort of push-programmed media, but it's interesting and targeted to me. And I don't have to actually stop doing what I'm doing on the computer to do it. Like, if I have to visit a web page, I have to stop working. Podcast goes right through work, simultaneous. I like it. TV, you can't do anything while you're watching TV.
You can play, like, Mario Kart.
Yeah, but then you're not really getting the TV at all. You're just playing Mario Kart.
Because there's so much to get ever since, you know, every good show was canceled.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, The Simpsons is still going.
Something else you can get rid of is your home telephone.
Just
go for the cell phone alone and don't have a phone line in your house. You don't need it.
Yeah. Right. We haven't had a phone line since college, and that's just because they gave us one. We didn't pay for it.
Sure. Even if you had one, if you used it for years and years and years, it's only a slight pain in the ass to change it. you know, and then once you change it, you're changed. And now you can use your cell phone for everything.
Yeah.
Cell phone's definitely cheaper also for the long distance if you call anyone far away. No gouging.
I don't think I've ever paid long distance on a phone ever. I've had a cell phone pretty much as long as I've used phones for things.
Mm.
In fact, my first cell phone was one of those giant bricks that lasted about 45 minutes if you actually tried to talk on it.
Mm.
My mom got it for me because she thought it would keep me secure or safe or something in case I ever got in a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
I still have it laying around somewhere.
Mm. The number one way to save money when you do have to buy things, even though they may be expensive, is to do lots and lots of research and not be dumb.
Yeah, well, that just boils down to don't listen to the guy at Best Buy. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, like when you go to buy a car, don't buy a car because it's cool. Don't buy a car because the dealer tells you to. Do your own research on the internet and in books and things and what is good for you and decide based on that. Completely ignore anything superficial like brand and color and whatever. And
well,
only look
I care
at what
about
really
color.
Matters. Well, okay, yeah, but you know what I'm saying.
More importantly, be an asshole. Once you find what you want, go and get that and don't settle for less.
Yep.
Walk into the car dealer, point at a car and say, give me that one for this price. And if they say no, walk away.
Yep. You don't have to do what anyone says. You're the guy with the money. You're buying stuff. If they don't want to sell it to you, give them the finger. You know, when you go to buy, what else is a big purchase? If you're going to buy a computer, don't buy a computer from Dell. Don't get little insurance plans. Don't buy the accessories. Just figure, you know, go online, figure out what kind of computer you need and buy the cheapest one you can get. If you can't build one your own, you can still get someone to build one for you or, you know, I mean.
Yeah, you're geeks. You got to know a geek who can build a computer.
Yeah. I mean, like, I look on Dell.com and I see a computer for like $1,000. I could build it for $300 and it would be better and faster. And you'd never need to upgrade it ever. You know, that $1,000 Dell is missing pieces.
Never upgrade it ever, eh?
Well, I guess if you didn't want to play games, you wouldn't have to upgrade it ever.
Granted, I'm still running a freaking Thunderbird Gigahertz.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Because the last game I cared about that came out was Counter-Strike.
Oh, speaking of games, don't play a game with any sort of subscription service or get addicted to anything.
Well, specifically MMOs.
Yeah, well, God. MMOs are the games you can get addicted to. Don't do drugs either. Drugs will take away all your money.
Yeah, remember the geek fable about Dwayne?
Yeah.
You don't want to be Dwayne.
Yeah. Anything that addicts people. I mean, even like...
FARC?
Well, FARC doesn't cost money.
Well, yes, it does.
Well, if you pay
FARC
for...
costs money if you lose your job because all you do is read FARC.
Yeah, well, don't pay for FARC. I guess if you're not paying for it, that's
a lot of people pay for Total FARC.
Yeah, it's probably not a good idea.
No. If you have trouble closing your web browser now, don't get Total FARC. You'll just sit there until you starve to death.
See, here's a good example of when to know to pay for something and when not to. I played Puzzle Pirates when it was like beta and free because I'm free and I like pirates.
Yeah, it was a good game too.
And it had some funny, fun puzzles in it. It wasn't like an MMO where you level up. It was just puzzles, all right, and money collection. But you can get money so easily. It wasn't even like a contest. And then it was. They said pay $50 for like 2-3 years. So I'm like, all right, $50 is what I usually pay for a video game, and I usually play a video game for maybe a year, if not even like a few months, right? So $50 for 3 years, that's like a freaking deal. So I paid for it, and then it ran out, and I stopped playing long before it ran out, as I expected, and I stopped playing. If an MMO was like, pay $50 a year, I'd be like, no, because the formula of that is, addict you and take your money, take your money, take your money, take your money, take your money.
Yep, they do that with Total FARC too. Because I had FARC, I read FARC a lot, more than I should, I post on it a lot. And one day someone sponsored me for Total FARC. Some Total FARCer must have liked me enough or hated me enough to spend money to give me Total FARC for a month.
Wow.
Oh my God. There were just a million. Basically, it was infinite entertainment, infinite news constantly. It was a sea of updating.
So not only will that take away your job, but and your money. It just ruin you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Lolcano?
Yeah, don't spend your time making Photoshops when you're supposed to be working either.
Yeah, quiet. I thought my Asian bird flu haha guy was hilarious.
Maybe. Oh, another good way not to lose money is it's okay to have, like, you know, a hobby. But don't get into a hobby that's, like, collecting expensive, useless things. I know a lot of people, you know, where otherwise they're just perfectly good people, but like
they have an infinite number of like PVC robots.
Yeah, or they'll spend their time collecting comic books, and they'll go and they'll spend like $1,000 for a comic book. You know, it's like, all right, I understand, you know, collecting. You want to have a nice collection, and you know, you like to show it off, and it makes you feel good. But when it comes to something like, you know, a statue, well, you can just get the replica of the statue or the thing that looks the same and does the same things but isn't the original for much less, you know, and no one will know or care except you. Just get over it, and you can save yourself a freaking fortune.
Yeah. Or be like our friend Scott Johnson. Yeah, I mean, video games, some of them are good enough. You buy them on opening day. Like, they come out, and you buy it immediately, take it home, and you beat it.
That's usually just because I have no other games left, and when a new one comes out, I can go get it.
But most games, wait and buy them in the discount bin for, like, $5.
Mm-hmm.
Same with anime. Our friend Scott Johnson, every time we go to a convention, we all leave with, you know, we go to the dealer's room, we buy crap. He'll leave with, like, 50 DVDs and a giant sack of crap. And then we ask him how much he spent, and it's almost nothing. Because he pretty much just rooted around in bargain bins and bought, like, yesterday's hotness.
Yep. I mean, he gets, you know, you look at the individual deals there, and it's like, you know, get 5 for the price of 3. And you're like, all right. But when he keeps going around getting every single deal, starting from the best, going to, like, you know, like a limit. And then when you look at the sum total, it's like he got 60% off the total price of all the things. It's like, wow.
Granted, the drawback of that is we were subjected to some bad anime as a result of him.
Yeah. What was that one called?
Oh, God. Super Atragon?
Well, that was okay.
It wasn't.
Definitely, I could have done without it.
Yes.
It wasn't a bad anime, though. Anyway. Don't give your money to homeless people on the street.
Don't give your money to Scientologists.
Yeah, don't join a cult. Don't give your money to wacky religion. Don't give your money to pretty much anything unless you're getting something out of it or you know it's, you know, a charity that's good.
Yeah, like if you're going to give to a charity, give to like the Red Cross,
yep.
But don't give to the United Way.
Yeah.
We'll get into that some other podcast, but Red Cross good, United Way bad. Yeah, they don't deserve
UNICEF okay.
UNICEF's all right.
If you're going to give money to like something like Child's Play, right? You know, it's good to give to Child's Play or Red Cross, but don't give more than you got.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Actually, the worst thing to give your money to is the Salvation Army.
Yeah, Salvation Army, very bad.
They spend most of their money on administrative garbage and paying their own employees, and they spend the rest buying various religious implements to convert people. Like, they'll go to a starving African village and bring Bibles instead of food.
Mm-hmm.
That's not cool.
Not cool at all.
And it has nothing to do with the fact that it's Christian. I mean, they could be bringing anything other than food, and I'd be equally pissed.
Yep. Let's see. What other things do people spend their money on that's dumb?
Yeah, do we want to just turn this into a list of things that are dumb to spend money on? Because that's pretty much everything.
Yeah. Oh, well, here's a good thing. Don't get a loan for something that's just, like, stupid.
Okay, great advice there.
Well, you know, a lot of people, they go and, like, you know, they've already got a loan here and they've already got a mortgage there. And, you know, and then they want to make, like, addition to their house, so they get another loan. Just leave without the freaking addition. You can't afford it. You've already got a loan.
Or maybe you can afford it, and then you get it. It's just live within your means. It's that simple.
Yeah. But specifically with loans, because they have the big interest, if you get a lot of money, you know, you want to pay off that, you know, the loan real quick, faster, if you know, than it's supposed to be, so you don't pay a crap ton of interest. A lot of times they'll trick you with those payments, you know, and a lot of people aren't quick enough to realize, oh, the interest adds up to, like, you know, $5,000 over time.
Well, the worst thing you can do are, like, there are loans, and then there are negative amortization loans, and then there are balloon loans. And basically,
balloon.
These are loans. Well, you'll owe more at the end than you did at the start.
Mm-hmm.
Loans where you have a low monthly payment, and then after 2 years, you suddenly owe a one-time payment of like $20,000.
Yep.
Because you weren't paying down the interest.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Money-making schemes are all BS, but you know that.
Yeah, if anyone says, you know, you can get rich quick
see,
this
think,
way.
Oh, that's obvious. Don't fall for a money-making scheme. But we've had a lot of fairly smart friends put money into stupid, stupid things.
Mm-hmm. I fell for a money-making scheme in middle school once.
Oh, really?
Well, it was this contest to win a bunch of games called Pandemonium. Uh-huh. And they put an advertisement in the video game magazine that showed like a giant TV and every video game system and a giant stereo, and it looked freaking awesome, and a satellite dish and everything. And all you had to do to enter the contest was send in this little puzzle that was in the magazine. And it was the simplest puzzle ever. And I said, all right, I sent it in. It was free. Then they sent me a thing back and said, fill out this puzzle and send us a dollar. And I said, and they're like, there are five puzzles. And I calculated the increase in difficulty of the puzzle, that this one wasn't so much more difficult than the previous one. So I'm like, all right, it's only a dollar. If the next one sucks, I won't send it again, right? What's it going to cost, $5?
Yeah.
The next one came, and these people were so good, and I was such an impressionable middle school kid, that it was harder, and I felt like it was harder, but I was smart enough to figure it out because I was a smart guy, and it was $5. So I'm like, $5, whatever, who cares, all right? What, I didn't have anything to spend $5 on in those days except like a pack of Magic cards, which were also a ripoff, right? It wasn't waste any money. So it was either waste money there or waste money somewhere else. So they sent me the fourth one, which was really freaking hard, but I finally got it after like many hours and help from people. And they said, send $10. So I'm like, there's only one more. How much could the last one be?
Was the last one $100?
No, it wasn't. The last one was $15. Right, so they got 15 plus 10 plus 5 plus 1, so 25, 30, $31 they sent them, which is not so bad. But the last puzzle, pretty much, they said they had a big open square. It was just a grid. And they had point values assigned to letters of the alphabet, all the letters of the alphabet. And you had to completely fill this grid, right, with words in every single possible direction, filling every single square. And I think it was like a 10 by 10 grid. And you also had to get the highest possible score. And So I filled out the whole thing using as many Z words as I could, because I think Z was a big one, and like Q was a big one, you know.
I take it you didn't win the amazing pile of awesome.
Do I have an amazing pile of awesome?
No, you do not.
Do I have a Neo Geo?
If there was a Neo Geo.
Do I have an original Game Boy? Do I have a Sega Saturn? Do I have,
an original Game Boy.
Do I have a 3DO? Do I have... No, I have none of these things.
I've never known anyone who had a 3DO.
None of these things are things that I have. I don't have a 50-inch rear projection TV and a satellite dish and a 5,000-watt stereo or anything. Because it was a scam.
Good game.
Yep, I never fell for a scam again.
I had a couple of friends in high school who fell for this Amway scam. It's one of those scams where you sell crap on
a
website that you buy from someone else. It's not really a pyramid scheme. It's just, it's a direct marketing crap.
Yeah. Anyone who says that you can make money by selling their stuff, that's a scam.
Anyone who says you can make money and doesn't offer you an hourly wage is a scam.
Yeah. You know those pieces of paper you see hanging? They're like, you know, big money, work from home, you know, thousands of dollars. That's all scams. Every single last one of them. There's not a single one that is not a scam.
Don't forget Nigerian scams.
Oh, I don't think anyone's going to fall for a Nigerian scam.
That's except like a lot of people still fall for them.
Yeah, but that's like the obvious scam. Chop your dollar.
Nah.
I had to get that in real quick, the dollar chopping.
Yeah, so we're sorry if this all this talk of money and responsibility and crap was boring. But we were just really kind of pissed off about that article.
Yeah.
Because there's someone who's just like us. They make more money than us.
Well, they're not geeks, though.
Yeah, they're not geeks, but they don't have any dependents, no kids, no family to take care of. They're making a lot more money than us, and yet they're somehow struggling and can't make ends meet. That's really an insult to the people in the world who really can't make ends meet.
I know.
And
it's
really
like,
can't buy food.
Are you so greedy and whatnot that you have to have all these fancy things, that whatever you're spending your money on, that... God.
Yeah.
God.
Of course, then we have like our one friend who couldn't afford to eat, and then he got all his student loan money, and he bought a drum set, and then he didn't have any money to eat.
Yeah.
And then a friend of his felt sorry
for him.
We told
this story before.
We did? We told that story?
We told that story.
Oh. Did we actually tell it? Did we tell it in one of the beta podcasts?
It might have been in a beta podcast, but...
Oh, yeah.
Don't be that guy either.
Yeah. Well, onto a meta bit. We do have a bunch of old, terrible podcasts that we might publish someday if you guys want to hear them.
Yeah.
Like when we decided to do a podcast and we took this crap Logitech like microphone and stuck it in the middle of the room and real sat on opposite sides of the room.
It sounds like everyone else's podcast who doesn't have a mixer or anything fancy.
Completely unedited. We screw up a lot.
It's basically just bleh. It's raw, the raw deal.
Yeah, the rawest raw.
Raw. Like meat. Nah. That's uncooked. Remember the raw meat analogy that went too far?
Huh?
No, there was like a raw steak analogy I used for something.
No, I don't remember that at all.
Oh, okay. Oh, remember it was about arguing? Like, oh, I'm trying to cook this steak. You don't let me finish. And then I throw this raw steak at you.
Yeah, you know, people who can't make analogies shouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't make an analogy book if you don't, whatever. God damn it. I tried to tie that into money and I fucked up.
Yeah, don't worry. Tomorrow will be all good because it's gaming day and we got a lot of gaming to talk about.
Oh, we got so much gaming it might float over to next week.
Yeah, I had to really check myself from talking about the gaming today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We played some games.
We got some, we're going to talk about tomorrow. I look forward to us talking about the card game Verrater.
Yep, and Meuterer.
Meuterer, well, we still have to play that, so we'll probably talk about that again.
But we at least know how it works. We definitely know
how it works.
We got Hellas.
Hellas, which
I hate it. I'm undefeated at it. I still hate it.
It's Tower of Babel.
Yep.
These are all German games so far. I got Mario and Luigi.
Oh, Mario and Luigi.
What other video? We have another video game that came?
No new video game yet.
Oh, I guess that's the new video game is Mario and Luigi. It's not Superstar Saga. It's Partners in Time, which I didn't play at all today because I was home from work.
Huh?
Get some playing tomorrow on the train. All right.
And that was Geek Nights with Rem and Scott. Special thanks to DJ Pretzel for the opening music.
Thanks for listening. Please remember to point your favorite podcatcher at feeds.feedburner.com/geeknights to get the latest episodes as soon as they're released. Also, please visit our website at www.frontrowcrew.com for the latest updates and forum discussions. And whether you love or hate our podcast, we won't know unless you send your feedback to us at geeknights@gmail.com.